Welcome, everyone. Before we get started, I would like to pause for a moment of silence so we can all remember those who lost their lives on this date 14 years ago. Okay. Father Jesus, they both send their love to you, and I give you my peace. I spoke with Father today. He said, "My dear Team Triland, I welcome Brandon to the team. Some time has passed since our last meeting, and much has changed, not just in the world, but in all of your hearts. Many of you, including my son, have been tested, tried, and have suffered much. All of this was necessary for the future. Sometimes when I ponder a test for a soul, I weigh whether it would really hurt the soul more than help the soul grow. Why am I sharing this with you, you may ask? Many think I test without really understanding the ramifications of the entire outcome. I do not. I would never hurt a soul intentionally. Recently, I told my son that my decision to put him through his recent tests hurt me 10 times more than it did him, because all I could do for him was sit and watch him suffer. Those of you who are parents know how difficult it is to do, but it's necessary for mankind and this team's future. I know that all of you have been struggling, hurting, and questioning much. That is also human of all of you, and I am okay with all of you expressing your hearts and emotions to me. This is the bond that keeps all of us close to one another. I need all of you to meditate more frequently. Spend time with the ones I have given you to help you grow, meaning the archangels. I need all of you to control and contain your emotions and to trust your gut feelings. If you have not noticed as of late, there are fewer battles than you are involved with. Yes, you have had to put down a few demons, but nothing like you used to do in the past. I have given all of you this time to heal and grow. Plus, when your commander is not himself, you and the world feel his sadness. And now my boy is giving me the stink eye. Everything is now being set right. My son's heart and soul are healing. The team is healing and becoming stronger. Conviction is what I need to see from all of you. No more doubts. No more second-guessing why I chose any of you. I do not make mistakes. I chose all of you because I have already seen your success in carrying out this task. I need you to be strong, and just trust me. I will not fail you, and you will not fail me. Always know we love you and are always there for you." Does anybody have any questions?
No, but I have a real hard time to hear you.
Did, Hold a second.
Maybe, Jim, if you can just talk just a little bit louder. I know she's going through my phone, so.
All right. I feel like I'm already screaming. Okay. Brandon's not on the call. I don't know where
he
is.
Oh, no, and I have my ear plugged. I'm my one ear plugged, too.
Hang on.
Yeah, because I'm on full volume, and I can't hear very well either.
Is this better?
Oh, yeah.
That's
can
better.
You,
perfect.
Can you hear me now? Okay. Wonderful.
I hear you.
Right. Wow, it's like you're right next to me.
Okay. It's all about all of you. Here we go.
Yeah.
We welcome Brandon to the team. He has completed all of my classes, and now he will learn in depth about the chakras. And then I will start his training if he calls me and we talk. I wanted to apologize to everybody for canceling the monthly meeting last month. Please forgive me. I am never going to do that again. We will always have a meeting, if only to chat and then pray together if I don't have anything, because we need to connect with one another, and I felt a tremendous loss over these last 6 weeks and I miss all of you very much. So I do appreciate you all giving me the time I needed to get my head around this test that Father gave me, and I love all of you very much. I sent an email out that we're not going to refer to ourselves as healers anymore, that we will refer to ourselves as guardians. I had dinner with, like I said in the email, a friend of my sister's and mine who I haven't probably talked to for about 10 years. But she had gifts and she's had visions and she was sharing some of this information with me and Cindy. And at one point she said, I saw everybody was kind of freaking out at one point. And the next thing I knew, someone was saying, the guardians are coming, the guardians are coming. She said, and I didn't feel any fear or dread. Do you know who they are? And I said, yes, my team, we are known as the guardians. And when I said that, Father said, it is very apropos for people to be guardians, he said, because to be healers, it kind of has a negative connotation attached to that. He said, and if you all were to look at your lives, you do more guarding and protecting the Bride of Christ, which is your number one task, than healing anybody. He said, so I will also refer to you as guardians. I will remind everybody you still need to vet your team. A couple of your teammates have had to replace certain people. They've had to replace psychic surgeons, healing masters. They've had to replace some of their angels. We cannot let our guard down for one moment. I know how much of a pain in the butt this is, but you need to be on top of your own team and make sure that you are comfortable with everybody. There is going to be, or there has been already, a change where some of you still have a healing master and a psychic surgeon, but some of us don't have both. We just have both. And when that happens, the psychic surgeon is going to take over both responsibilities, which we've talked about in the past, but we will be referring to that person as a healing surgeon from this point forward because they're going to take on both roles, and it's important that you plug them into your right hand. Okay. Anybody have any questions up to this point? Everyone's so quiet. Okay. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, will we always have our healing surgeon?
No questions.
What? Go ahead, Nuke.
Will we always have the healing surgeon, or will that... or will he or she eventually leave us as well?
No. We will always need them to help facilitate a healing.
Okay.
Okay. Good question. Anybody else?
Yeah. I wonder, we have to keep vetting our teams, and I just lost my lead, and it really bummed me out. And I thought, really? Why does this keep happening? I guess I want to understand that a little bit more. What's going on?
Satan is going to try his best to disrupt and queer our daily life. And Father's going to allow him to do it because, as he said, I need you to be in control of your emotions. All of us, when we're going along and things are going pretty good, we all seem to be in control of our emotions. But when something is thrown at us, we all fall apart. We all get angry. We all want to go beat the crap out of Satan, and we need to come to grips with the reality that there's always going to be change, that there isn't anything that's going to be constant in our life, that you and I can't get comfortable anymore from this point forward. It hurts me to say this out loud because now it's real, and I have to acknowledge it as well. It's not that you and I are not going to have any peace, but it's that you and I also have to be on guard constantly and to be aware of the fact that Satan's going to go out of his way now from this point forward to make our lives a little more complicated. And he knows that he can get to us, to our loved ones, to our family members, and also through our teammates, spiritually and physically. And for years now, I've been warning everybody to be aware of those things. And now I think it's come to more light in the past year than it ever has as far as it goes with our spiritual buddies. So, stay on guard. We can't be so comfortable with them. They need to be our friends, yeah, but we also need to understand that Father's, again, allowing this to happen for us so that we're learning something. And down the road, when the crap hits the fan and knocks it over, per se, we know we can trust those that are near us because we already have checked them that week. We've checked them a couple days ago. I'm constantly looking at my team around me. I'm looking in their eyes. I'm asking them to take care of things. They're nodding their head saying, yes, sir. It's part of our new life is what I'm going to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. And I know it feels like someone's dead. We just lost. We're grieving. Take the time you need to grieve, but then put someone else in play.
Yeah.
I know it's not easy. Everyone, please do your dailies. It's so important that our space is protected, that you are grounded. I would like everybody to ground all seven of your chakras separately from one another into seven separate grounding cords into the center of the earth. I don't want you taking all six of them and running them into one and then running one into the center of the earth anymore because the energy that you and I are dealing with on a daily basis is not of this world. Father gave you a separate energy. He gave me a separate energy outside of you and the world. And I have come to find recently that when I ground all seven separately into the center of the earth, I'm trying to control my emotions. I'm still working on that. But it's a little bit easier to deal with life when all seven are grounded separately. Okay? So please start doing that. I need everybody to also work with the archangels as Father has asked of us. And I'm listening. I had a pretty long conversation with Michael today. 2 weeks ago, Blazar was given information that Satan was planning on attacking the members of the church. So I met with Michael and Stotharian, and we did a counterattack, and then we fortified all of God's kids' homes and all the churches to make sure nothing happened. To my knowledge, everything went fine, and Satan stepped back and didn't do what he was planning. So everyone needs to be on their guard. You need to still vet your own church. Make sure that there aren't any demons attaching themselves to the altar with pride and ego. I know that Nuke was telling me he seems to think that there's a lot of pride and ego in the congregation he's currently attending in the South. His responsibility will be to over observe it, see, fix it if it needs to fix. But sometimes, even after you and I remove that, these men can still have their own pride and ego. We can't control that or take that away from them. But the idea is that you and I are doing what we can when we can. Do not get complacent. Do not get lazy. Do not automatically assume the bind and sweep is happening because you just walked into the church. I need you to talk with your lead. I need you to make sure. I can tell you that every time I sit down, Stotharian puts his hand on my shoulder and says, "We will do the bind and sweep, sir." And then when he's done doing it, he puts his hand on my shoulder again and he goes, "It is complete." Then I know for a fact that it's taken care of. I need you guys to make sure. It is so important that God's kids are taken care of. That's what our job is. It's why you get paid the big bucks. Jesus says money's going to come free open soon, so there'll be bonuses for everyone around Christmas.
Yay.
Can you clarify something for me? Because so when I do this in my own congregation, sometimes people ask these spirits or are welcoming these spirits, and when they're not removed during the bind and sweep, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you need to leave, and they're outside. And I'm not sure why it's not happening during the bind and sweep. Why they have to be invoked to leave? Is that because these these things are being invited in, or are they coming
yes.
in with souls of the departed? Like, okay.
That's exactly why. But you, in the power and authority that you stand in, trump them. So you can tell
okay.
them to leave. And you can even use your own name, because all of your names carry power and weight as well. I know it's going to seem weird that you would say to them, in Brilliant's name, I command you to leave. Whatever you're comfortable with. But our names bear weight and power as well. And they should listen to us. And if they don't, then you'll pog them and kill them. And then the message will be sent throughout Spirit Land that they better listen to what Brilliant says or she's going to take heads.
Thank you for the clarification. Because when they weren't rid of during the bind and sweep, now again, they left when they were invoked, but I don't know if they just left what I can see. You know, because they can take on different forms. But I just wanted to understand that because, you know, again, we, just like Father, cannot interfere with free will. And if someone is hanging on to that spirit, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't stepping over any bounds by physically ridding them.
I'm going to make a corporate decision right now that, yes, on Sundays or any service, divine service, we have authority to interfere with anyone's free will if they want to bring something into the building. We will not allow it from this point forward. They can pick up their garbage when they leave,
yeah,
but it is not allowed inside the building anymore, period.
I'm glad to hear that that's a corporate rule now. I guess I kind of been doing that.
Good.
Without the corporate rule.
That's
good. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Me too. I've been saying that too.
And I figure
they
that,
have to remain on the outside, and if it's the person's choice, then they can, you know, pick them up.
Correct.
Well, and I've taken it a step further, and I kill them, because if they're going to invite something else, it'll take its place. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have them work harder for it.
Yes.
I don't want to make it easy.
Nope.
That's a good call too, Q.
Good. Any questions up to this point? Does anybody have anything? Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to see if you were going to touch on the cosmic energy.
Refresh my memory.
When meditating, we just pull cosmic now?
Correct. That is correct.
Because yeah, I want to talk to you about that, because since I stopped doing that, I'm having a much harder time grounding. And I don't want to be disobedient, but I'm feeling very imbalanced by just using cosmic energy. It's, for me, the cosmic energy is a very light, ethereal energy, whereas when I pull earth energy, it's heavy, it's thick, it's grounding. And I'm glad someone brought that up, because I meant to ask you about this, Charlin, because I'm not feeling balanced when I don't pull earth energy.
Okay. We're always going to be attached to the earth. You're the opposite? Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to take...
talk offline.
No, it's okay. We'll address it. Father's the one who's pulling earth energy, because we're no longer made from that energy. So I need you to try and let go of that. But in the time being, if you feel more balanced, I'm going to give you another couple months to play with it. But everybody else, we are not from this earth physically anymore. The energy that you and I are made from comes from Father. He's not in this planet. We will always ground ourselves to the planet because we walk on it physically. But to pull that energy from the earth, personally, I think it queers the energy that Father has given us, which makes us different than what we need to do. And it could also be that because we are still pulling in some earth energy, maybe that's what's complicating things, even though we may feel that we're unbalanced at times, but maybe it's because we're not being obedient, okay? I'm not chastising. I'm not correcting anybody. I'm just making a statement. I don't pull any earth energy. It's all cosmic.
No.
Go ahead.
I brought this up. No, I don't want to break any rule. And I'm just saying, since I stopped pulling earth energy, I don't know why. And like I said, if I need to talk to you offline, because I don't want to take up time on this, since I stopped pulling earth energy, I do not feel balanced. I don't feel like that celestial energy, that cosmic energy, like really gets all the way down. And maybe it's just I need to do something more thorough. Yeah, but I can talk to you about that later.
Okay. I would rather we just do what Father asked. Okay.
No, me too. Okay. I want to make sure that I'm not doing something, you know, wrong. No. I'm being obedient. It's just not feeling. I don't feel balanced. I don't feel as grounded as before. Maybe it's just me having to get more comfortable with this new energy. It could just be, you know, me. Because I haven't been pulling earth energy.
So, Trilan, yes. Everybody's on the conference call. Could you just share with us then you know, those, the basic steps that we all already all do and all know, but you, can you just tell us what you do?
For my dailies?
Yeah, just to ground in all of that. I mean, how do you do it, in what sequence, and all of that? Could you just share that with us?
Sure. Usually, because, you know, I don't have an employment to put me in some kind of a strategic daily routine, I'm usually up by 8. I'm sitting in front of my computer by 8:15. When I'm sitting here, that's when I do my dailies. The first thing I do is I take a deep breath, I go in the center of my mind, and I completely reground myself. All 7 cords, all separate from each other, all sunk into the center of the earth. I give them all little tugs now and then if I don't feel that I'm as clear as I should be. Then I pull my aura in around me. I drop my previous pog shield. I drop the rose bushes or whatever rose I had in front of me. I let go of that. I reestablish a new rose in front of myself. I haven't been rose bushing myself as much because I feel that's why I'm not getting interviews. So I've been putting up 1 rose. And then I put up my pog shield around that. And then I make it as pure white as I can. And then I kind of peek through my own space to see if I can see anything lurking, see if there's anything attached to me. Take deep breath, I let go of that, and then if I am feeling fatigued or tired, then I create a gold sun above my head, and I ask Father to give me the energy that is mine, and I fill myself back up. And then I start my day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody have any other questions?
That was really, really helpful because I think maybe part of my imbalance or not feeling full like I did before was because I'm not asking Father to fill that sunshiny ball of honey energy with the energy he's, you know, my energy. So maybe that's the missing part for me. So thanks, Father.
How many times have I told you people you have to be specific with Father? He doesn't know what to do unless you tell him. Okay?
Oh, you know what I need. Just give me what I need. You know what I mean.
Right.
He's shaking his finger at me, so okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
When you put your grounding cords in, do you fill it up with color, or you just put your grounding cords in?
My grounding cords are usually gold. That's the standard color of all my grounding cords.
No, but the energy or... Like when you have you set your grounding cord, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is what I do. I put my grounding cord in, and then I visualize the magma pop up, and then I put all kinds of colors in down into that cord, and then I attach. And when I'm tired or whatever, I get my golden sun, but I also grab all negative things that are in my spectrum. I make another blue, a globe or whatever, and I put, you know, anger, hatred, you know, whatever kind of negative connotation I put in there, and I pop it away. And then that's when I hit the golden sun to come over me. So there's a lot of silence.
I don't know that it's wrong, Jerry. I think everybody's a little bit different, you know. I know for me with my grounding cords, it's just like, it almost looks like, it's kind of hard to explain this, but maybe a needle with a length of thread on it. I stick the needle point into the ground, and it's completely slack until I plug in and fill it up with light, and then it goes completely solid. And mine are usually bright white with a little bit of a gold dust flake floating in it, and they're all that same color. So I think it's a little bit different for everybody. I mean, we all have different energies, so it makes sense. So I think that the fact that we all do things a little bit differently is probably a good thing. It just shows how much different we are from each other.
Yeah. Hello, Liz.
Go ahead.
There's, I don't know, there seems to be, I hear Jim talking in the other room, but he's not coming over the phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We wonder what happened to him.
There?
I'm like, I'm here.
Yeah, we're both like, yeah. What's going on?
I'm here. I'm just, I have a different experience, so my process is just very simple, and maybe that's because if it's not simple, then I can't do it.
You said if it's simple, you can't do it?
Right. If there's way too many steps.
Did anybody else hear Trilin?
No.
No,
we can't no not at all. Is there anybody else on the phone call? Besides Brilliance and Nuclear?
I'm here. I'm with
okay.
John.
Chris, are you there? Yeah, I'm here. Oh, okay. And Nuke?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he's there. We lost Trilin.
Yeah.
So the insecurity that I'm feeling is not...
Do you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking,
give Trilin
oh,
your
crap.
Phone.
I
can
Trilin
your phone.
Do you guys have a landline?
Hang on. I'm going to... Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually going to rejoin the phone call.
Okay.
And he was talking...
Well, I feel a lot better.
Because I can hear him, but it was delayed. I can
feel,
hear him, and then like 30, usually 30 seconds.
Okay. This is like I just said something, and everybody went silent on me. I'm like, oh.
Just leaving you out on the
limb. I was waiting to hear some stage advice, but none came through, so I was like, well, I'm not going to leave hanging.
Hey, Nucleos, thank you for talking to me. I appreciate it.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, hallelujah.
We was scared.
Yeah.
Especially me.
I honestly didn't have anything to say. I was just listening.
Okay.
All right. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add? That's pretty much all I had. All right. On a personal note, I had a phone interview yesterday with a company. I have a second interview with three people on Monday at 1 o'clock. I have an ex-coworker from the company that let me go, is trying to get me into her company. So Father has got the ball rolling for me. So I appreciate your prayers. I know everybody is already doing that for me. Thank you. And I will keep you posted. Let's see. The next meeting is going to be Sunday, October 11th at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, I thank everybody for your patience through this process and your support. I guess I will share this with you. Father and I were talking about the team, and he had said to me, the choice is mine whether I want to have Maddie come back and be on this team. So I am weighing her being 18 years old. I know she's just got out of high school. She's planning on going to college. She's dating a young man, so I'm not quite sure if I want to complicate her life at this point. So I am giving myself a little time to meditate on this and to pray, and I will let you folks know if I decide to pull her back in. But I would appreciate if you just keep this to yourself. We'll see what happens, okay? So please pray for her. Anybody have anything else?
Nope, right. Just other than it's good to be back.
Yeah, for
yes,
sure. And
Tryland, we miss you. We need you.
Thank you.
And we just can't wait to see you next time. I mean, it's just we've felt the absence, and I know I don't know what you were going through. We do, you know, and it's what you have to deal with. But I tell you, when you're absent, it's really hard. I just have to share that.
Thank you. I know that. But, well, I'm going to be in Kalamazoo on the 26th holding a class. So I'll be near you if you guys want to stop by.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Okay. 1 second. All right, then I'd like to pray with you. Kind, loving Father, as we step before you, we bow in humble reverence and praise to you, who has been very patient with all of us. Before time began, decided that we were the ones that you would pull together to give this responsibility to. And even though at times we feel like we're not worthy to even have the gifts that you've given us, or to have the insight that you have shown us, or even shown us the things that we have seen, sometimes, Father, becomes a little overwhelming for us as we realize just how large mankind is and what it is to protect the bride of Christ. Nothing in life is easy. But we know, Father, that when you take the time to dictate these letters to us, to spend time with us, to show us how much you love us, to feed us in the services, to give us the body and blood of our big brother, to strengthen us for our soul and ourselves physically, to have our sins forgiven, and we know, Father, we're not going to fail. And even as you ended your note today, you said that. For me, that struck me to the core. I have never thought being was a group of failures. But I realize more and more, Father, how much we need you, how much we need to just trust you. And that even when things don't make any sense, we don't really have the right to stand in front of you and question why. Because then we don't need faith, do we? All of us have been put through the ringer. And we have always come out the other side stronger than we were when you started the test. It warms our heart to know, Father, and we have known this since we were children, that before you test anybody, you already know that we can succeed. And every person's life, every soul, you have tailor-made their shortcomings to the point where you already know they can overcome every single one of them if they fight. But sometimes, Father, it's easier to do absolutely nothing than to change, because change is scary. But we are done, Father, being complacent with ourselves. We want to get back into the swing of things, and we are. There is a joy that fills my heart as I hear my teammates' voices. I feel their hearts. I feel their love. And even though we were apart, you still tied our hearts together with a cord that kept us bound. Because of the vow that we took, Father, that binds us to you. And we do not take that lightly. See the hearts of everyone who's gathered here. And for Lightstar and Brandon, who are not able to make the call, we connect them with us now. And that no one is cut short, Father, of any blessing that you would give us tonight in strength, in wisdom, in clarity, in honesty, to be honest with ourselves, and in depth of vision so we can see what's going on around us and in us. It is the bride that we wish to protect, Father, so give us the strength to endure, that we will not lay down or step aside at any point for Satan and his, who try so much, Father, to tear everything apart. They are not as strong as we are, because they are not a part of you. And we appreciate the love, Father, that you have shown us and all the gifts that you have given us. And for my teammates, Father, I pray, Father, for peace and strength for them, that even though, Father, things have been kind of turned inside out for some of us at different times, there are moments where we do have peace and we cherish those moments. So see now, Father, the needs there for Lightstar, where she has this illness, that you will open the eyes of the doctors, that they can see what's going on with her and they can figure this out and help her, because we cannot afford to lose her. We need her and her family. And pray also for those who lost their lives today, all those years ago because of terrorism. We pray for the terrorists. We pray for everybody who lost their lives on both sides. We pray, Father, for eternity. They are so close to us. They need us. We are here to help them. The service for the departed is but 2 months away. Do we pray, Father, for these groups, as always? Now, Father, look deep into the heart of our teammates. See if there is a secret desire that they need or a want. And please answer when the time is right for them. Let them know how much you love them and appreciate them. I do, too. And again, Father, we look forward to this weekend. We knock on your heart's door even now. We ask for your forgiveness for the things that we have said, done, or acted on, even the things we're not even aware that we did wrong. We are sorry. We will try harder. We pray also, Father, for service, that you will open the mouth of the servant, take away his free will at that moment, that he serves that which HS wishes to give to us. And we pray, Father, for a special blessing over the weekend for our family and friends. And if there's something we've forgotten, then I know, Father, you'll cover it. Everything we lay in your hands, and according to your will, I pray these things. And thank you for helping us, Father, and being there for us. We love you very much. Amen.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Have a good weekend.
We love you too.
Bye-bye.